episode of The Little Shows That Couldn't. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me, as always, is co-host Sean Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
And you can tell by that music that we are still covering Lucky Louie, HBO's show from 2006. This is the final episode that we will be talking about Lucky
Louie.
Last
episode of Lucky Louie,
that's
yes.
Right. We're talking about Lucky Louie, episode 13 today. And that episode is titled Clown Time is Over. Now, so I'll just jump right into it here. In this episode, Louie's starts with a birthday party. The clown for Lucy's birthday falls through, forces Lou to take action, become a
Not
clown.
Not necessarily. I mean, Kim kind of forces it on him.
Lou is forced to become a clown.
Right.
And it ends up making him some money and helps to put his daughter into ballet. So he does it.
So, yeah, he does
and
it.
And then we have a B story where Kim is having some sensitivity about how classy or not classy she is as a result of Lucy being in these ballet classes. And that's kind of what happens in this episode. And they have to, Lou has to resolve his hatred of being Mr. Pizza Box Man. And Kim has to deal with how she presents herself to the world in this new situation where she's a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah. So this, like we were saying, the episode does start at Lucy's birthday party.
Right. Where Louie is Mr. Pizza Box Man.
Yeah, originally they had a different clown named Bingo booked for this event.
But he quit clowning like 3 months ago.
Yeah, that's kind of weird that it's a telling thing, you see. The clown quit three weeks or months or whatever before the thing, and they didn't, and this clown did not inform their clients.
No.
So what I think is that means that's not like I quit clowning because I finally got that I made it to Broadway. You know, like it's like I quit clowning because I'm finally moving back to Wyoming. I failed. I've had enough of this.
Well, like you were saying, I mean, like clowning was like a thing from the 60s, right?
Like, yeah.
It was probably. Yeah. like a pop culture infused thing with Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, right. That's kind of what we come to this question of like, is it believable that Lucy even wants a clown?
Like,
at
who
her party?
Cares about clowns nowadays? Who cared about clowns when we were kids? Nobody.
Nobody. Maybe you can believe you're like, okay, maybe Louie is old enough that when he was five, he has a memory of a positive memory of having a
Did
clown.
Did he, though?
I don't know. Whoever wrote this episode must have.
That's true.
Or
yeah, who did write
or if they didn't themselves, they're from a time where they think of kids having clowns at their parties.
Right.
Because, I mean, I know that, I mean, you and I were, for the most part, brought up in a small town.
Yeah.
There wasn't one clown at any birthday party I recall going to.
That I went to? No. There were probably clowns, though.
You think there was clowns like lurking about at somebody's parties?
Definitely.
Just not the ones we were at?
No.
We just missed out on that?
We missed out on the clowns in Swan River.
Okay, I guess so you're saying that the services were probably available.
I think so.
There's some low-down person with no self-respect that was willing to clown
around. It would be
sad
if he was still doing it. Like if he was like doing it for like 30 years or so.
It would be one thing if it was like a teenager who's like, I need a little extra money. I'm going to clown for the kids. Or it's like, then that kid grows up.
I'm just going to do some clowning.
Then the kid gets like a head injury when they're 19 and they just keep clowning their entire
life.
Oh,
no.
And then they're like 50.
That could happen.
Then they're just like 55.
That's so sad.
With a horn and like grease paint.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, do not want. And then they have to retire. No one wants to hire them for clowning, so they have to retire to like painting an old museum or something.
Or the co-op.
Pushing carts. Okay, sorry. That took a dark turn.
That took an odd turn. So, Louie's a clown.
And Lucy wants a clown for some reason. So he doesn't want to be a... when he emerges in his clown outfit, he's just the most glum, mop-headed, balloon-covered Lou you could imagine.
Yeah, like, who puts balloons on anything?
Now it's for kids!
Yeah.
It's like my old thing, like, hey, if you put milk on something, it's breakfast. If you put balloons on it, now it's a clown.
But, I mean, balloons aren't even, like, conceivable to put on. Like, just, if you had, like, balloons are normally on strings, is what I'm trying to get at. They're usually full of helium. Obviously, these ones weren't. But, I mean, if you don't have helium balloons, don't just tape them on. It looks so ghetto. Like, you put it on the wall, maybe, but...
Well, when the rest of the costume consists of pizza boxes, the balloons are there to distract from the pizza boxes. Yeah. Like, hey...
Just glue some glitter or something on the boxes.
If these balloons weren't here, this would just be a hobo in wearing pizza boxes for clothing.
Okay, the outfit wasn't exactly planned out.
But then they stick with it.
It obviously wasn't planned out.
Because after this party, it goes off without a hitch, apparently. He has future interest in this routine as Mr. Pizza Box Man, which I'd also like to point out. The simplicity and stupidity of children's songs couldn't be clearer in this episode. Kids go for that.
Hey, yeah, for sure.
Pepperoni pizza, cheese and crust. We're all happy. Hooray! Everybody's clapping.
As long as it's catchy, yes. And then, boom, you're clapping. It does it for kids, yo.
What does Mr. Pizza Box Man do? He jumps around and says pizza things.
And then he farts on kids.
Oh.
And he jumps around and then farts.
Farts on kids. That's really important, to fart on kids. I think not enough kids get farted on, and it's trouble. It's trouble for them. It's part of a well-balanced childhood is to get chased
around the fart game.
Is to get chased around by a middle-aged man and farted on. That's I thought we all had that experience. It's part of what builds our character.
Yeah,
I mean, if a bald ginger,
we've all been Dutch ovened by our uncles once in a while. You know,
if you ever
you're playing blanket fort or whatever. Playing on your imaginary computer, checking on shit around the world,
right,
because that's what
right.
you do in a blanket fort.
Yeah.
And then your uncle just lets a fart loose right mm-hmm. in the tent. Mm-hmm. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, it's part of childhood. It's part of a normal, well-adjusted childhood.
And then he would break the blanket fort and smack me around. I mean, like, that's what uncles do.
Right. But I really think it's telling that Jerry is also super entertained by Mr. Pizza Box Man. But he's helping because
he helping.
Suggests
yeah,
the
he
farting.
He gives him the farting.
But it's really good. I really like it. And then, yeah, so he gets the additional interest in more appearances as Pizza Box Man. He's going to develop a rider and a contract for all these appearances he's going to start making.
You'd think he would, yeah.
But
because he gets booked a lot.
He starts getting some. He's really. He starts getting
the gigs as Mr.
Pizza
Box Man.
The gigs. They start rolling in. He's going
to
need an agent soon.
No thanks to Kim.
They're
going
to take 15% off the top.
Who sets him up with the gigs to begin with.
But, you know, Mike, we see again, Mike gives us some voice of reason, you know? You know, we talk about Mike and we kind of go back and forth on him sometimes about whether or not he's a piece of garbage. And it's like, when it comes down to it, like, he manages the muffler shop. He gives Louis a job, no problem. And when Louis's bitching about being Mr. Pizza Box Man, Mike says, like, hey, like, quit your crying. Like, suck it up, princess, basically, you know?
True
like,
enough. He just doesn't care is basically what he's trying to get.
I guess that's part of it, too, yeah.
Because Mike doesn't give a shit. He doesn't
You're
care.
Right. But it does convince
Lou. He's supposed to eat his meal or...
But it convinces Lou to go through with it, and he gets his dirty clown money.
Yep.
And Kim starts using classical conditioning on him, in my opinion. And
well, as we've seen before, she's done it before.
Yeah, so she rewards him handsomely for his good behavior. And Lou seems to actually take to it this time. He's going to go for it. Like, he seems to actually kind of maybe be turning over a leaf or something. But then we get so this earns ballet class, where we see Kim
right.
completely
now
out of her
B
element,
side of
right?
The story.
And so we start really seeing Kim out of her element at the ballet class. We still get...
With regular people?
That's
or,
right.
Well, classier people, I suppose.
And we still get Ellen and Lisa from down the hall are also doing ballet. So they must be making some sacrifices as well to give this experience to the children.
I think Ellen and Walter are well off.
They can't be that well off if they're living down the hall from in the same
they're
building.
Probably better.
Maybe
I mean,
a little better because Walter wears a suit to work, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, they can't be that much better if they're living in the same building. You know,
I mean,
that's all.
Maybe if the series progressed, maybe we would have seen Walter moving out.
Yeah,
at some point, maybe he's just getting his shit started. You know, moving on up, and then we get a Walter spinoff. But then Ellen dies of cancer.
It's
and
the
then
sitcom Jerry Minor has always deserved and never received. What? Ellen dies of cancer?
Oh, darn, right?
Oh, do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, like, shucks.
No, to free Jerry Minor, they do his own thing.
And now he's a single dad, like we discussed. We talked about this earlier.
Yes, we have. But we never named it.
No.
Before the end of today, we're going to have
We'll definitely come up with it. Well, we'll have to.
So, yeah, but Kim is out of her element here at the ballet, and we get that. Yeah, Ellen gives us a point of reference and a foil to kind of bounce off of, and we can see how uncomfortable Ellen is by Kim's behavior there. And and we usually, I mean, we talk about Kim, and we usually think about her as being classier than Lou, but she's not really. She's not classier. She's maybe smarter, more responsible than Lou is, but she's really not classier. She's a trash mouth.
She's definitely. They give her the nickname F Mom. So.
And I'll support Lou because you know what? I appreciate a woman with a trash mouth too. You know, like
totally.
It's ugh.
Absolutely.
Trash mouth is sexy. I don't care what anybody says. Ladies,
it's pretty nice.
Trash mouth is sexy. It, you know, I mean, there's a time and a place for it. You know,
don't do it at ballet.
Know when and how to use it, but like Kim, maybe not at ballet, but
right.
But let me tell you, it's strong.
And then Kim,
it's a strong game.
And then Kim bitches to Louis for once about not being able to fit in.
That's
and
right.
And Louis teaches Kim a lesson.
That's right.
For once, we finally see Louis learning something for once.
Yeah. Before that, he has to talk to Rich.
Right, of course. Yeah.
And we get to see Louis kind of his attitude kind of firms up there, cuz it's like he does this good thing and then he gets challenged by Rich, because of course Rich is going to be his normal supportive self.
Right.
And just
Rich, yeah,
mercilessly give it to Lou.
The word supportive is very good
no,
for Rich.
Rich and Mike are kind of, they play very opposite roles in Louis' life, even though they all seem to be so thick as thieves. And,
true.
Louis's happy. Rich can't shake him. And then, Lou's responsible for like 2 seconds and he starts becoming legitimately helpful for Kim, like you said. Kim's super headstrong.
Yeah, totally.
And Lou just, he talks sense to her. And then he's afraid that he upset her. But, like, you know, he's doing a good job. And it's really nice. And I have a question for you.
What's this?
Does, when Rich says he has to go jerk off, is he going home or is he going into the washroom at the place that they're eating?
Going into the washroom.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
He didn't look like he was going home.
He wears a house coat everywhere. He always looks like he's at home wherever he
is. He's just a relaxed dude. That's why he's just.
That's one way to look at it. Or you can think he's. I think of him, like when I think of him, like a kindergartner. Like he's always covered in like a layer of like something shiny or something.
Just
gross. Like there's mud or like he's glistening for some reason. Like an uncomfortable glistening. Like a Tim and Eric character.
I get you.
Yeah, but Louis takes another gig and it's the wrong gig. Teens and tweens are unresponsive
everywhere
to empty pizza boxes.
They were hoping for pizza. They did not get pizza. This is not looking good for Louis.
Pizza is something everyone can get on board with. Empty pizza boxes are a tease that are worthy of a fight in, you know, some neighborhoods.
Well, in this neighborhood, I guess.
Well, being laughed at is really
it's embarrassing. Yeah, you get laughed out of the room you're entertaining, and then you're sitting on the bus waiting for your bus, and you get laughed at again.
Why don't you have a bag with your stuff in it?
Because
why is Lou waiting for the bus in the Mr. Pizza Box Man outfit?
Louie doesn't know what plastic bags are, apparently.
Like, Lou, you're making some steps. You're becoming responsible. This is a mess. What are you thinking?
And then you just start a fight out of nowhere. That's, yeah.
Yeah. So then we move on. We get
things
back to the ballet. Things
do not work out well for Mr. Pizza Box Man.
Yeah, Pizza Box Man gets in a fight in full costume. We move back to the ballet.
And we get to see Lucy's recital.
And we get to go to the recital.
And Lucy and Lisa's recital.
And what characters do Lucy and Lisa play?
Well, they were playing The Rock. They were pretty much main stars.
They were playing Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
They were playing The Rock Johnson. They did The Rock Bottom.
They did
a couple of the kids.
They threw down a people's elbow.
Yeah. Threw down some people's elbows.
And then it was over.
And yeah. Game three
over.
Pin count.
But no, played the characters of...
They were stationary rocks.
In a ballet.
In a ballet full of moving little kids. Moving little swans, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't matter what they were, but...
Dancing little swans.
Lisa
or
and Lucy were definitely rocks.
Sugar squirrels or whatever. Yeah, and Lisa and Lucy were rocks.
And Ellen and Kim are not impressed.
But to Tim's credit, she goes there willing and able to be clean.
To not be F-mom.
Yeah, to not trash mouth. She goes there with the right attitude.
Yeah, totally.
But then she encounters
when
rocks.
Get real, yep.
She encounters rocks. So afterwards, you know, this requires some speaking to the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher doesn't want to give a refund. So Kim drops her little facade.
And she gets right back into F-mom.
She gets back to F-mom. She throws down some trash mouth and... And you better believe she gets that money back.
Oh yeah,
and that's kind of
for F-mom.
And that's kind of how this episode ends.
Yeah.
Just on that note, it's kind of I don't know. This episode is different in that
it doesn't feel like a finale.
It doesn't feel like a finale at all. But also greater than that, in almost every other episode, the conflict, like the plot has been driven by conflict between Louis and Kim. And in this episode...
They're finally working together.
Yeah, that's not... It feels like an episode of a completely different show.
Maybe that's the route it was going?
And maybe... Or you know, it only got 13 episodes. So, I mean, the argument can be made that... It just didn't get enough time to kind of establish what types of episodes it could do.
But this
last episode
feels a
completely different type of Lucky Louie episode.
I would have preferred to see this in episode 12 and then the finale being the one Kim moves out.
Where they come together back in the end.
We hate each other and we're better for it.
That one, it would have been
a little more consistent, I think.
It would have been more of a closing note for the season.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the series, unfortunately. Yeah, you're right. And maybe they just held... Episode 13 did get aired, though, right? They did air all of them, didn't they?
Well, as far as I know, on HBO, episode 13 was the one that didn't get aired.
Okay.
I think we talked about that earlier.
Okay.
So this was the one that never got aired, that
this one didn't get aired, and maybe it's because it was so tonally different than the other episodes.
Possibly.
And but then episode 12 did get aired as the finale.
Yeah.
So that's what's important here. Because that's how in 2006, that's still the important way that shows were aired, like how it was aired is what's important.
For sure.
So But I would say that 13 is certainly as good as any other episode in the series.
Absolutely.
I think it's a fantastic episode, actually.
Yeah,
it made me laugh.
It had its moments.
It's too bad that they didn't air it. If it had gotten a second season, I would think that this one might have aired as part of the second season.
Maybe even the second episode or something.
Yeah, because they might have... That second season, I like to speculate, that second season might have gone in a slightly different direction and had more room for episodes like this.
Oh, absolutely.
But this, I mean,
something.
But we have to kind of, this is it.
That's it.
This is the end of Lucky Louie. Who gets the MVP for Lucky Louie 13 for you?
For Lucky Louie, I'm going to go with Kim for this episode.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Clown Time's over and...
Kim's stepping up.
Yeah,
F-mom.
Kim gets some work. She wears a Blue Jays shirt, so
yeah.
I mean, I'll give her credit.
So that's bonus points for Brett, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna give her credit for that. They're living in New York, and for some reason, she's wearing a competing American League East team's shirt.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but I'm in favor of that. We get a little, I would say, less input from not so much Rich in this episode, not very much Jerry.
No, like, Walter.
No Walter.
We haven't seen Walter for a couple episodes now.
He was, yeah, you're right. Jerry was probably in about half of the episodes of this season. Would you say?
Yeah, if that.
Half, maybe one, or I would say at least half. But we'll check that about another time. Yeah. But that's not really important.
Or flood the comment section with all that.
Yeah, tell us. Let us know. What do you think? Give us some more Jerry Minor. Mm. Jerry Minor shows up in so many things. I'm so happy to see Jerry Minor in stuff.
Absolutely.
Community.
Was he in Community?
Yeah, he played one of the custodians at Greendale.
Oh, I don't even remember.
He's trying to inspire Troy. Troy's kind of a savant with toilets, and Jerry Minor tries to show him the way, and the air conditioning school tries to poach him. Is this ringing a bell?
No, I just remember the air conditioning school.
Well, that's because you're racist, I guess. You're blocking out the Jerry Minor. That's really sad.
I didn't know.
You should bone back up on your season 3 of Community, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're talking about Lucky Louie.
I don't remember much of Community.
I've been watching
Breaking Bad a lot.
But this...
I know a lot of Breaking Bad... But not Community.
Mm. But so. Yeah, this, I mean, the series ends, and that's too bad this episode didn't air, because this is the only episode where Louis seems to show some sort of sign of growth as a human being.
For sure.
Like, there is still room, like, yeah, classically, sitcoms generally kind of return to the status quo ish by the end of the episode.
There's still many ways it could go.
But in a sitcom, still, in the course of a season, you still usually have some sort of character development.
Right.
And in this show, I feel like we were robbed of that from Louis. I think that Louis is the same character for 12 episodes. I think in this episode, he shows signs of having the ability to improve, which is nice. But it's not the same character necessarily that we saw in the... And so there's some reasons for it not to have aired or to have been part of a different season or whatever, but I really think it's still...
It definitely
should have, though. Yeah, I think it's still a really, really strong episode.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're
going to go with Kim as well for MVP?
Absolutely. Kim's really strong. She does a lot of good work in this episode. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm sad. I mean, I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about
Lucky
it
Louie.
And
it's
cover
it. It's a great series.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope you followed along with us.
We don't have any more closing thoughts here on Lucky Louie. It was a good show.
It was. What kind of spinoff shows would you have been?
Oh, man, a spinoff.
Out of which characters, which would you want to see a spinoff series of?
Well, the person whose life I have the most questions about is Jerry.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if that series would be a long-running series, but if I could get, you know, if you were like, hey, man, you can have 12 episodes, I'd be like, okay, I want 4 episodes of Jerry, and I want, like, 2 episodes of Rich.
Just like a small mini-series?
Yeah, and I want, like, 3 episodes of Mike and Tina, and 3 episodes of Walter. Give me an anthology 12 episodes of those.
I want to see more episodes of Mike and Tina.
Yeah, you want more?
I want like a whole season of Mike and Tina.
Yeah, just want a spin-off of Mike and Tina?
Because Mike is great. You know what? Now that I think about it, the dialogue probably wouldn't be great. It'd just be like, so how's your day? Eh. And then just silence for like 10 minutes.
Until, like, some kid or wacky neighbor comes in.
Until Emma Stone comes in again, and, yeah.
Or, like, 7 dogs come in. Like, they'd have to...
7
like,
dogs?
They
just
like,
own all the dogs.
Yeah, no, it's like, well, if we're going to spin off these characters, we have to come up with some other way to make their lives interesting. Have you ever seen that? They do that on shows, and they spin it off, right? Like, well, we can't just spin these characters off straight as they are. We have to give them something new to do to make them worthwhile of having their own whole show.
Yeah.
So maybe when Mike and Tina get spun off, it's like we give them like foster children or like they open up a dog daycare.
Kid. We never even saw Tina. We never even were introduced to Tina's other kid.
She's
the little girl.
We don't even know how many other kids they have.
That's true.
They could have
Mike might even have kids of his own.
In my mind, there are like 4 or 5 unseen children in Mike and Tina's family.
That's yeah. Jesus. They're just, yeah, they just spread the seed, I suppose.
I never really thought about it until just now, but I kind of always assumed that there were at least four children I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
They just kind of seemed like those people.
Something to mull over, I suppose, while we're ending Lucky Louie.
But yeah, we all wish that we'd gotten more Lucky Louie, but at the same time, if we had, we wouldn't have gotten to talk about it on this show.
Exactly.
But it's nice to have some good shows to talk about on the little shows that couldn't. They couldn't succeed, but that doesn't mean that they weren't good.
Out of the sea of many that will probably not be so good.
So in honor of the dearly departed, the past Lucky Louie, that lived only 1 year in 2006, Sean has prepared a statement.
I have. Can we play the bagpipes?
Okay. Are
the bagpipes playing?
And yeah. Okay, perfect.
Today we are sending off Lucky Louie, one of the best sitcoms ever created. We will miss its actual studio audience, a breath of fresh air into what will eventually be a stale mist of canned laughter. We will miss Louie's inability to learn from his past mistakes, and Kim's ability to put up with the consequences. We will miss Mike and his awful advice for Louie, and wish Tina would have had more airtime. We hope Rich finds his way to the nearest bus station to finish his bong, and already miss Jerry's crazy rants. We miss Walter and his daughter Lisa. We probably won't miss Ellen as much. We will miss possible future guest appearances from Nick DiPaolo and Todd Barry in their respective roles, and the chance to see Tina's estranged daughter played by Emma Stone. Goodbye, Lucky Louie. We hardly knew you. Amen.
Amen.
Can we fire off the gun? Do we have a gun?
Television. The only religion I've ever subscribed to.
21 gun salute.
21 gun salute. Or no, it's going to be Mark Wahlberg. That. Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington in a 2-gun salute.
With 21 guns.
Two guns.
Was it 2 guns? Fuck.
2 guns. Check us out. Littleshowspod.com. Twitter, @littleshowspod. Sean Stewman. Brett Mad.
Sean Stewman. Brett Mad.
If you can find Little Shows Pod, you can find us.
Yep.
Let us know what you're feeling. Favorite our tweets. Retweet us. Follow us. Let us know what's up. Little Shows That Couldn't. Don't accept no substitutes.
Brett, we forgot to tell people what we're going to be doing next. What are we going to be doing next?
Nah, they'll find out when they see the intro episode.
We're going to keep it a surprise?
It's,
What?
Well,
okay,
it's
well,
a very...
Okay, that's fine.
It's a very formal comedy series that
it
we're
is,
doing
It is, very
next.
Formal.
It's,
I think we... You know what? Now that I think about it, I think we might have said what
we're
doing
We've probably
next.
Said it before. It's a really well-suited comedy series.
Definitely.
That we're going to cover, featuring three stately gentlemen
very.
From the early 90s MTV days.
Yep.
And, I think that
they'll be better off for it.
Some they're people will enjoy it.
They're real role models in comedy.
we're pretty crazy about it. So I hope
for
that,
me
anyway. I hope that the audience will take that little. It's a short ride.
Yeah.
Down that particular lane. So it should be a good one.
Definitely check it out.
Sweet.
See you next week.
Bye.